Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
32708.
And your first and last name?
I've been sitting here a while, so I already forgot. Who did I call? Sorry. Who are you guys?
We're a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
So who is, so you got like different groups. Okay, so because I don't know what it is that I got your phone number, but I don't know what I got. Don't remember.
So may I have the first and last name, please?
Sure. Cordero, Cordero. What is highest music?
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
What did you ship? Well, the address would be 7789 Owl Lane, Winter Springs, Florida.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered a tactical bag on December 9th, paying $7.95 for shipping. And how may I help you?
Well, now that does help a little bit. It says highest music, though. But it says 6732.
Yes, ma'am. This was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping. And in the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed 6732, which will start the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store.
None of that was in there. You know that? I'm telling you. Okay. Well, the 6732 is for the bag? Because it's
that
said
buys,
I only had
the
to pay
6732
shipping.
Buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
All right. And so I still have the bag coming in?
Correct.
And then the 6732 is going to give me a card that's going to give me $125
gift card.
And I should be receiving that in the mail?
In your email. You should receive it within the next 24 hours.
In an email?
Correct. The email is 21avleah@protomail.com.
Okay. And I'm going to look. Okay. So, you know what? I know you have nothing to do with it, but nowhere in there did it say I was buying a $120 card for $67. It did not. It didn't show that. I didn't even know that it was a special place. Let me just see. So this is, and I'm supposed to buy stuff, what, through the internet?
Correct.
Oh, my God. This is really bad. Okay, so what I want, I guess, I don't know. I don't, like I said, it didn't say that. All I wanted was the bag. And I tried to, and I went through everything and said, no, I didn't want that. I didn't want that. I didn't want that. Okay, I know. What can you do for me? Because I think I need to cut this thing out. This is not what I signed up for. And also, will they be charging this thing a month? Or are they doing, what are they doing? Or is this
a
one-time deal? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
it's
going to be a charge? My subscription cost me 67 such and such for how long?
And it rolls every 30 days, ma'am.
Okay, stop right now. It never said any of that. It never said anything like that. Nowhere in there is there. I wanted to cancel this whole thing.
Okay,
no
so
way.
I did get the account canceled, so this does prevent all future charges. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
But I want my 67 back, too.
Hey, ma'am, we're with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. I can issue you a 35% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Now, I do not want to be part of whatever this is. So you're only going to give me a half of what I, those 67?
Correct, 35%.
It's not even a half. Why are they keeping the rest?
You agreed to our terms and conditions, ma'am. Now, the best that we will be able to do is a 50% refund.
And nowhere does it say $67. Nowhere
it was stated
it
in the terms and conditions.
Nowhere does it say that. Well, is that like in the small writing kind of thing? All right. First off, let's just drop this whole thing. I want to figure out another way, but right now, at this moment, this is a no-go.
And you should see that 50% refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
You know how many people call you about this? There's no way anything like that is on there.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2633-04-897.
Okay, so C2633-04-897.
Correct.
What is the name of the company exactly?
Consumer Gadgets.
Consumer Gadgets. Oh, my God. Consumer Gadgets, because I never saw any of this. So I'm losing, I don't know, $40. And will I still get my backpack?
Correct. It's in transit now.
Okay. Well, I guess I paid for it all the way. All right. So now, are you sending me an email with the confirmation?
So you should receive an email within the next 24 hours.
The next 24 hours. Okay, so, yeah, no. I'm just letting you know. There's no way in there. It's not in there. This has nothing to do with you, and I know that you're not. You're just answering the phone. All right. I guess that's the best I can do right now. All right. Then I expect to see something in the email and then something in my account, back in my account, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.